Welcome to Coworking Out Loud, where we explore the deeper side of coworking, content, and community. I'm your host, Kat Johnson. Hey friends, of all the lessons the COVID era taught me, one of the most important is how important our weak social ties are. When things were locked down, I missed bantering with baristas, saying hello to acquaintances on the street, popping into bookstores to browse with neighbors and friends, chatting with people at the neighborhood taqueria. I didn't realize how much a part of my life those little micro touches are, but they are, and there's actually some science around it. In 1973, a sociologist named Mark Granovetter published a paper titled The Strength of Weak Ties. And in it, he shared his findings from a study of how 282 people got their jobs. The paper stressed the importance of social networks in a person's professional and personal life. As he wrote, "Your weak ties connect you to networks that are outside of your own circle. They give you information and ideas that you otherwise would not have gotten." When we talk about building community in a co-working space, sometimes I worry that people get the wrong idea. They think that community is too woo-woo, that it's not a part of building a business, that it's unserious, or they think that to do community well, you have to have four-hour-long meetings and consensus on everything. I have not found this to be true. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Co-working spaces and communities thrive on loose ties. Sure, we members develop stronger bonds and friendships with some people in the space, but the power and potential of a great community is that, as Granovetter pointed out, those loose ties help us extend out of our own circle and expand our ideas, possibilities, and reach, which is a huge force multiplier. So if you're working on building and strengthening your community, don't succumb to the false notion that everyone has to be great friends. There's magic in those loose ties that are easier to come by. Make introductions, connect people who may have shared interests, find ways to bring members together, and have frequent conversations so you know what people are up to. This is where community begins. Thanks for listening to Coworking Out Loud. Head over to katjohnson.co to get more insights on coworking, content, and community.